Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a beauty of a Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're out there enjoying yourself. Bands on the Beach, Class X. On the stage tonight over at the Casino Pavilion, 7 o'clock, curtains rise for that one. Look for the Cat Country, folks. Yeah, everywhere over there. Just look for the yellow, and you'll be just fine. But big show tonight, and they kick it off in less than an hour, so I hope you take that in. Austin, let's go ahead and dive completely into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Well, if you insist.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, flood warnings have been extended for both the Escambia and Perdido Rivers. The Escambia River at Century will rise above flood stage tonight, cresting at 19.3 feet for the Perdido River. Now, this is near Barano Park. The river will also rise above flood stage tonight, 19.7 feet. Following research and planning, the design team assigned to reimagine the Hollis T. Williams Park and the Long Hollow Stormwater Pond is presenting their proposed vision plan right now. They started at 6 o'clock over at the Cobb Community Center. Community members are invited to review the plan and share their feedback. Go ahead, go on over there. You still have a few more minutes. I'm sure you'll get something very positive out of that meeting. And lawyers representing both sides of an extended legal battle. Here we go. Let me set it up for you. City of Milton versus Mayor Heather Lindsay have asked Circuit Judge J. Scott Duncan to dismiss that case. The motion was framed to stop spending more taxpayer dollars and only city resources on the litigation. All parties involved want the case to be dropped. Neither side is asking the other for attorney's fees or other compensation.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor by texting radio to 83393. Looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. It's typically pretty smooth sailing this time every afternoon. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 69 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful day, high of 72, low of 54.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, I want to remind you that UWF is honoring traditions and celebrating the future of the university during their 7th annual Founders Week. It's going on. They'll start this on Saturday. That's for all of the folks, all the alumni, visitors to campus. You getting planned for that, Austin?
Oh, you know it.
Making the plans, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, House Ethics Committee is investigating a Florida Republican congressman, Chad Pergram, has this in the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The House Ethics Committee is conducting a deeper review into allegations made against GOP Florida Representative Corey Mills. It comes after an August 2024 referral from the Office of Congressional Conduct, or OCC. It found that the Florida Republican may have omitted or misrepresented information in financial disclosure reports and kept contracts with the federal government. Congressional rules bar lawmakers from personally benefiting from holding government contracts. The referral recommends further scrutiny of companies owned by Mills that manufacture munitions, which went to federal law enforcement. Quote, there is substantial reason to believe that Representative Mills may have entered into, held, or enjoyed contracts with federal agencies while he was a member of Congress, reads the OCC report. Mills declined to cooperate with investigators and the OCC, an independent nonpartisan body that reviews and refers allegations of misconduct against House members. The Mills move is the first made by the committee this Congress, and it notes that it's only probing Mills. There is no indication of wrongdoing. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And a bill targeting deepfakes making its way through the Florida legislature. Miami-Dade Senator Alexis Calatayud is sponsoring the bill, which would require social media platforms to remove the content within a 48-hour period if passed the Senate Rules, it did pass the Senate Rules Committee earlier today.
All right, state's getting ready to crank up the black bear hunting season. Jill Nato has more on the story.
Take a pause.
A new debate in Florida is all about hunting black bears in the state.
It's clear that the population has not stopped growing for the past 20 years.
That's Mark Barton of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. Florida hasn't allowed bear hunting in 10 years, and Barton says there's too many of them now.
The hunt can be used as a management tool to control the densities in areas where they're just too high.
But bear advocates say the population of black bears has been holding steady at around 4,000. Katrina Shaddix is founder of Bear Warriors United. She says overpopulation isn't the real threat to the bears.
We have development and roads taking away bear homes. That is what is threatening the future of bear survival. These are obstacles that bears probably will not survive. Maybe in our lifetime, they'll go extinct.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And Metallica is teaming up with the American Red Cross for a blood drive in Tampa. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Charity Foundation, called All Within My Hands, will host several blood drives this summer in support of their North American tour. They'll be held at or near the venues where the band will be performing, and Metallica plays at Raymond James Stadium on June 6th and 8th.
Stay away from the snake pit. That's all I can tell you if you go to a Metallica concert.
I was about to say, if you're not a Metallica fan or if you've never been, tell them what that is.
Well, the
please.
Snake pit is the front section of the stage. The band Metallica is notorious for spitting on people, and they would stick these people in the snake pit. Wasn't getting near that one at all. Oh, stand over here. No, you can go ahead and cover that yourself.
That sickens me.
It's called the snake pit.
Alrighty, 619 here. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into some national stories for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Bring the family for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Friday night at the Gulfside Pavilion. The Fred Levin Fest is Sunday from 11 till 3, downtown at Palafox and Government. The free event features food, games, music, and most importantly, 60-plus nonprofit organizations will be distributing food and info for families in need. See fredlevinfest.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
For reliable and trustworthy auto service in Pensacola, look no further than Matrix Auto Service on Davis Highway. Their expert technicians are dedicated to providing top-notch service and repairs for all makes and models. From routine oil changes to complex repairs, they've got you covered. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction, with their number one goal to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, Pensacola. Call them today.
We Care Home Hotline. This is Woody.
Woody, I need big help. My husband was working on the lights and he...
I may be small, but I know a thing or two about big jobs. Just call the experts at We Care and maybe take that honey-do list away from your fella. We Care's HVAC, plumbing and electrical experts have thousands of positive reviews over the last 10 years. Let the gnome protect your home. Schedule online at wecareheatandair.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator, about the county's plans to basically take over the development of a wastewater treatment plant because the city of Milton has just not come through in this regard. Several episodes of Days of Our Milton today, still considering this lawsuit about the public records from Mayor Heather Lindsay. And Sheriff Chip Simmons talks about the agreement made with Escambia County for funding for the next couple of years. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, nice Weezer to kind of maneuver ourselves into this Tuesday evening. Thank you so much for having us on News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending down today. Uncertainty remains over President Trump's tariffs. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The volatility continued on Wall Street for a fourth trading session, with the major averages giving up an early rally and finishing lower as trade tensions mount. The White House says 104% tariffs on Chinese imports will go into effect shortly after midnight, even as the Trump administration is moving to quickly start talks with other trading partners. All of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower, with tech the worst decliner. The Dow winners, United Health Group, JP Morgan Chase, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Apple, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow falling 320 points, the Nasdaq lower by 335, S&P 500 down 79. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the National Park Service says changes made to a webpage dedicated to the Underground Railroad have now been reversed. The page featured a prominent photo of Harriet Tubman for many years, but that photo was recently removed. And also, pages were rewritten in places to remove some references to slavery and focus on how blacks and whites worked together before the Civil War. Park Service officials released a statement last night saying the changes were made without approval and that the original content has now been restored.
625 News Radio 92.3. You're about 35 minutes away from the curtain rising on Pensacola Beach. Bands on the beach tonight. Should be a beautiful night for that. The Department of Government Efficiency's alleged efforts to weed out fraud have caused the Social Security website to crash today. Ashley Webster has more on the details.
Frequent outages of the Social Security's website and recent links, well, it's been linked to its expansion of fraud checks earlier in the claims process. According to the Washington Post, a credit reporting agency is being used to track names, addresses, and other personal information to verify customers' identities. According to current and former workers, the software wasn't tested before the system was hit with a high volume of users. Officials say connectivity issues and bugs have caused the portal that manages the logins and authentication for many Social Security applications to simply just go down. Another factor has been the impact of widespread cuts imposed by the DOGE team.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll carry on with your national notes in just a moment. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, luckily. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. Please continue to do so. That's recommended. 69 degrees right now, low of 50 tonight with clear skies. This clear sky is going to bleed into your Wednesday, where it will be sunny. High of 72, low of 54.
News Radio 92.3, Supreme Court giving it all thumbs up here for President Trump to continue mass deportation efforts. David Spunt has more from the Justice Department.
In a 5-4 ruling, the High Court ruled the Trump administration for now may continue to deport illegal migrants using this 1798 Wartime Powers Act called the Alien Enemies Act. It was set up in the early days of America to fight off an invasion in this country. You may remember the images last month of men being taken from the United States, heads shaved and thrown into a mega prison in El Salvador. Well, the men are from Venezuela. The White House insists they are members of foreign gangs. Chief Justice John Roberts, Justices Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh all ruling in the administration's favor.
And President Trump inviting the president of El Salvador to the White House. That's according to Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who says President Nayib Bukele will visit D.C. next week. The two parties will tout cooperation between their countries as the U.S. deports alleged gang member migrants to an El Salvadoran prison. Leavitt says a supermax prison is on the table for the deported migrants and added that El Salvador's cooperation with the U.S. has become a model for others to work with the administration.
I call this the Big Bang Theory launch. A U.S. astronaut joining a crew of two Russians heading up to the International Space Station. I say that because of the Big Bang Theory. Howard, who was the astronaut, was there. He was he was put with two Russian cosmonauts.
Yeah, yeah.
And they shot him up.
A Russian launch.
So that's why I'm calling this the Big Bang Theory. Well, Jonathan Seary has more from Atlanta.
NASA astronaut Johnny Kim launched from Kazakhstan with two Russian cosmonauts, the trio arriving at the International Space Station in just over 3 hours to begin an 8-month mission in low Earth orbit. Despite tensions between the U.S. and Russia, Kim says cooperation in space remains strong.
At the end of the day, we're all humans doing our parts, trying to make this world a better place. And that's no different with my friends that I get to go to space with. My Russian cosmonauts.
This is the first space mission for Kim, who is also a medical doctor and former Navy SEAL. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And a Supreme Court ruling has taken away a short-lived reprieve for the 16,000 fired probationary employees. The ruling overturns a lower court decision that reinstated the employees while the case was being argued in the courts. Tuesday's Supreme Court ruling is a win for the Trump administration as it continues to cut the federal workforce.
You know, a lot of New York businesses have to look at a mirror very closely here and dig deep here, because a lot of the businesses say, yeah, the business is slow. Tourism's down in New York City. So is businesses. A lot of them say, well, it was the tariffs coming on. No, you can put them in the mix there. A lot of illegal immigrants coming into the city. The crime rate's going high. The prices are crazy. That's what they have to be talking about. Anyway, here's Kendall Green from WNYW. This is Fox 5 in New York.
Tourists add a unique flavor to the Big Apple. According to the president and CEO of New York Tourism Plus Convention, last year, millions of tourists shelled out roughly $79 billion across the city and state, $51 billion alone from travelers. But with talks of tariffs and an intense political climate, it's costing the city and its tourism businesses serious cash. We talked to a couple of tour guides from Top View, a double-decker bus company in the city. They confirmed they're seeing that slump too, expressing business has been slow over the last couple of weeks. And it may be easier to land that gift at the souvenir shops since there are less customers roaming through the aisles. Kendall Green, Fox News.
And President Trump signing an executive order that aims to revitalize the coal industry in the U.S. In a ceremony at the White House earlier today, Trump said he's ending what he called former President Biden's war on clean coal. He noted European countries are moving back to coal energy after switching to green energy like wind.
Okay, local businesses, and operative word there. Oh, local businesses are looking for American suppliers, not Chinese, not Canadian, or not Mexican. Economists and local store managers say tariffs have not driven up prices in grocery stores. Many grocery items, including coffee, fruit, dairy, rice, seafood, could potentially be impacted. Now, according to NOAA, 85% of the seafood sold in the U.S. is imported. Tariffs have been placed on the four top suppliers of seafood: 10% Chile, 26% India, 32% Indochina, and 46% Vietnam.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergani. While President Trump says many countries are willing to negotiate on tariffs, the trade war with China appears to be escalating. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
China held firm on its retaliatory tariffs, calling threats of U.S. escalation a mistake on top of a mistake and vowing to fight to the end. Trump punching back with another 50%, bringing the total tariffs on Chinese imports to 104%.
More losses on Wall Street, with the Dow down 320 points. The Nasdaq dropped 335, 2% of its value. President Trump has signed an executive order to restart investment in coal production.
We're going to guarantee that we have a strong business for many years to come.
The Biden administration had previously steered the U.S. toward renewable energy and paused coal leasing, promising to phase out coal production. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959, or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And it is looking down the line here, and Austin's going to get into this in just a second. The seven-day forecast, looking just, there's absolutely no chance of rain for 7 days. And it'll be like in the middle 70s working its way. But by this time next week, it'll be in the 80s.
Wow.
So we'll get to that in just a minute here. Before we do that, and before we get into sports, let me go ahead and drop in and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, plans for a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge move closer to reality on Monday. Santa Rosa commissioners voting to approve a design of a toll system and a rate study to help establish the amount for the new toll. The study would consider the possibility of tailoring a fee structure, allowing different rates for beach residents, workers, and county residents as a whole. Well, Escambia County is looking to build a new community center at the southeast corner of Pace Boulevard and Fairfield Drive. Escambia commissioners approving a $1 million agreement with an architectural firm to design a building that would serve as a community shelter and a community gathering place with meeting and education facilities. And I'm pretty excited about this. Walton County could soon vote on whether to approve of a major golf tournament there next year. The Walton County Tours Development Council approved a potential partnership with the PGA Tour. This would happen in 2026. The item now heads to the commissioners for contract negotiations. Now, it could be a 2 to 5 year deal with an estimated $6 million annual investment. And we're talking about a little bit of sports there. Let's go ahead and dive into CBS Sports Update this afternoon.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Andrew Bogish with a Sports Minute sponsored by NHTSA. Put the phone away or pay. That was definitely not how I thought Florida would win the national title last night. I figured the Gators offense would have to solve Houston's vaunted defense, and I didn't expect the Cougars to pull a Duke and wilt down the stretch like they did. Scoreless for the last 2+ minutes, losing for the first time this season when allowing less than 70 points. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by looking at their phones while driving. There's the sneak a peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts, or the nightlighter who illuminates their car after dark. If that's you, reconsider before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the got a ticketer, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
1 in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Alrighty, carrying on with our sports notes here. A federal judge holding off approval of a settlement from three athlete compensation antitrust cases with the NCAA and the Power Five conferences until changes are made to the agreement. The agreement would pay some $2.8 billion to current and former athletes and their lawyers, and Division I schools would be able to start paying athletes directly for the use of their NIL. The judge, during a day-long hearing yesterday in Oakland, raised concerns over parts of the deal, including how it would affect roster limits with the end of the current team-by-team scholarship limits.
637 News Radio 92.3, Niceville High School has a new head football coach, Richard Morgan. He was the former head coach for Marietta High School in Georgia. He will coach the Eagles this upcoming season. He replaces former head coach Grant Thompson, who resigned from the position in March. Thompson coached the Eagles for the past 6 years, led them to two state semifinal appearances. Now, while we're talking about things happening, well, you know by now, the Florida Gators, national champs, beating Houston, came down to one possession.
Fox Sports Update.
Florida Gators 65, Houston Cougars 63. Good morning, I'm Jared Max, a nail-biter in the final game of the college basketball season. Men's NCAA final in San Antonio Monday, the Florida Gators led the Houston Cougars for all of 64 seconds, most importantly for the final 46 seconds, when the Gators' defense clamped down on Houston and kept the Cougars from attempting a shot on each of the final two possessions. In a wild last play, Houston was going to try for a game-winning three-point shot, but Emmanuel Sharp, preparing to shoot, was disrupted by Florida's Walter Clayton Jr., and Sharp lost control of the ball. Time ran out. Florida won its first national championship since 2007 when it was a back-to-back winner. Then Coach Billy Donovan, now Coach Todd Golden.
And our players, they've been the difference all the way along. Been incredibly consistent all year. Have worked with a great work ethic. Obviously, we have an incredibly talented group, one of the most talented groups individually in America, but I do think what separates us and what has separated us all season long is our team talent and the way our guys have played together and for each other all year. And because of that, we can call each other national champions for the rest of our lives.
Team talent versus individual talent, the decider for Florida, as head coach Todd Golden said. After his team held off Houston last night, 65-63 for the third national championship in Gators history, Florida trailed by 12 points early in the second half. After Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers visited the White House Monday to celebrate their World Series title last fall, Ohtani nearly hit for the cycle against the Nationals. He had a home run, a triple, and a single. Still, the Dodgers lost 6-4. LA's record is now 9-3, second best in baseball, a half game behind the other two California teams in the National League. San Diego Padres and San Francisco Giants, both 9-2. The Padres beat the Athletics 5-4. The Giants lost 2-0 to the Reds. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
641 News Radio 92.3. A lot of folks in the NBA still scratching their heads over this one. The Nuggets have made a stunning decision. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Nuggets have fired head coach Michael Malone with just three games remaining on their regular season schedule. Despite being 15 games over 500 and fighting for home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs, Malone was in his 10th year as head coach of the franchise, leading the Nuggets to eight consecutive winning seasons and an NBA championship in 2023. In a statement, Josh Kroenke, vice chairman of Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, said in part, quote, "This decision was not made lightly and was evaluated very carefully, and we do it only with the intention of giving our group the best chance at competing for the 2025 NBA championship and delivering another title to Denver and our fans everywhere." Also out, general manager Calvin Booth, who will not have his contract extended. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the Panthers hoping to develop an interesting prospect. After playing 5 years of college basketball at Ohio, Western Carolina, and Coastal Carolina, Colin Granger has signed with Carolina with the goal of being converted to a tight end. Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, and Jimmy Graham are among the former college basketball players to have a successful career as a tight end in the NFL.
Okay, a tennis icon got her first Hollywood Walk of Fame star. Well-deserved. Here's Michelle Polino.
Tennis legend Billie Jean King received a historic Hollywood Walk of Fame star. She was the first woman to be honored in the new sports entertainment category. Accepting the honor, King told the crowd, "The important thing is I don't want to be the last." Basketball legend Magic Johnson and Oscar winner Jamie Lee Curtis Join the 81-year-old tennis icon at the ceremony. Johnson, like King, is part owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who were honored at the White House earlier Monday for their 2024 World Series win. In January, King served as Grand Marshal of the 136th Rose Parade, and last year she received the Congressional Gold Medal. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm surprised they didn't talk about Bobby Riggs, the famous tennis match, the Billie Jean King Bobby Riggs.
Oh, Battle of the Sexes thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Let me go ahead and rack this up, if you don't mind. 28-29, going to shift gears on you just a bit here. President Trump is starting direct talks with Iran about its nuclear program. This week's Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A deal is preferable to the alternative, President Trump says, announcing high-level talks between the U.S. and Iran on Saturday.
I think if the talks aren't successful with Iran, I think Iran is going to be in great danger.
President made those talks public during an Oval Office meeting with the Israeli Prime Minister. Benjamin Netanyahu says he and President Trump agree Iran cannot get nuclear weapons.
If it could be done diplomatically in a full way, the way it was done in Libya, I think that would be a good thing.
Earlier this year, President Trump sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader asking for negotiations. At the time, Iran's president said that proposal was rejected. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, President Trump continues to do business worldwide, trading with various partners, as you just heard. He still have a little bit of problem here with China. He has turned it up to an 11, that volume I'm talking about in terms of his trade intensity. Fox business correspondent Edward Lawrence has that story from the White House.
China did not remove its retaliatory tariffs, and that's the reason the noon deadline passed, noon Eastern time, for President Trump. So starting at 12:01 on April 9th, the tariff on goods coming from China will be an additional 104%. Now, the White House press secretary is now saying that any deal coming to the United States from any other country would need to benefit American workers.
The president's message has been simple and consistent from the beginning. To countries around the world, bring us your best offers, and he will listen. Deals will only be made if they benefit American workers and address our nation's crippling trade deficits.
Now, the U.S. Trade Representative testifying that about 50 countries have personally reached out to him to say, let's make a deal.
Here is your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump now reportedly threatening new 50% tariffs on China if Beijing does not remove the retaliatory duty on the U.S. The White House says any suggestion that the president is considering a 90-day pause in tariffs is, quote, fake news. The video game adaptation of Minecraft to the big screen built the biggest opening weekend of the year. The blockbuster adaptation of the video game Minecraft shattered box office estimates, grossing $157 million domestically and setting the opening weekend record for a video game adaptation, besting 2023 Super Mario Brothers, according to ComScore. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow losing nearly 350 points, the S&P 500 dropped 11, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 15. U.S. crude oil futures for May sit above $61 a barrel. That's your money now.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, there's not too much going on from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 69 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny sunny Wednesday, high of 72, low of 54. Now, Chris, how's the national spotlight?
Yeah, I was getting excited over this darn weather situation.
Golly!
No, it's like I'm sitting here thinking about how beautiful the weather is here. And we just have a great, then if you look up to the north, northeast, midwest, different story. U.S. is going to be experiencing a wide range of temps this week. Some places good, some not so good. Here's Janice Dean.
A strong cold front is bringing below-average temperatures to the central and eastern U.S. for much of the week, while the west warms up and possibly brings more record highs. Measurable snow continues for sections of the Great Lakes, the interior northeast, and northern New England. Pacific Northwest remains active through Wednesday, but thankfully, calmer conditions for the central U.S. after a very tough few days of severe weather and flooding. FoxWeather.com for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Alrighty, since we got a national snapshot of the weather there, why not get a few more national headlines for you, including Vice President J.D. Vance accusing former Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of political pettiness. Vance said McConnell's decision to vote against President Trump's pick for a top Pentagon role, like so much of the last few years, was petty. McConnell was the only Republican to vote against Elbridge Colby to serve as Undersecretary of Policy at the Pentagon, but nonetheless, Colby's nomination was approved.
Okay, let me pass on some rates for you, mortgage rates for you. Whether you're buying or selling a home, they're going to come in handy for you. A little bit higher today, but still remaining below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting, average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.82%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage at 6.20%.
And a California man pleading guilty to an attempt to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. His name's Nicholas Roski. He was found outside Kavanaugh's home in 2022. He had, man, if you can think of something that you could use to batter somebody, he had it. Pistol, pepper spray, hammer, screwdriver, crowbar. Roski pled guilty in federal court today and could face life in prison.
Okay, Bands on the Beach launching in about 12 minutes from right now on the Casino Pavilion stage. Class X, that's the band playing tonight. Look for our friends over there at Cat Country, all over the stage and area. So check that out. And again, 7 o'clock, curtain rises on that one. Let me just, I used to love to watch Little Opie and Mayberry, you know, Andy and Mayberry and things like.
All right.
Opie and the Fonz got together with all their other Happy Day co-stars for the very first time. And get this, how many years? You ready for this one? 50 years.
Wow.
The last time they were all on stage together. Michelle Polino has the explanation.
Monday, Monday, Happy Days.
The gang from Happy Days, Ron Howard, Henry Winkler, Anson Williams, and Don Most reunited for the first time in 50 years at Steel City Con in Pittsburgh. During a panel discussion, Winkler called the reunion emotional, saying, "This is the first time we've appeared this way in 50 years. Howard added, "It feels like 50 minutes. The actors reflected on the success of Happy Days, crediting its creator, Gary Marshall, and their close-knit cast. Howard said, "We were like a family, a unit, growing up through the process." Happy Days aired from 1974 to 1984. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And President Trump says he had a great call with the acting president of South Korea about tariffs. We've talked about these relations already throughout this afternoon. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said they also spoke about shipbuilding, the Alaska pipeline, and them providing payment for the military protection the U.S. provides. The president said the payments began during his first term and former President Biden terminated the deal. He added that South Korea's top team is on their way to the U.S., and he said things are looking good.
Governor DeSantis is a pretty busy guy here promoting the Boater Freedom Act. It is saying it will help assure the rights of recreational boaters here in the state. It's Senate Bill 1388 would prohibit law enforcement officers from boarding a boat without probable cause, introduce the safety inspection of programs, and create a grant program. This is for construction and maintenance of publicly owned parking for boat hauling vehicles and for trailers, something very desperately needed in that category.
And, you know, sticks and stones break your bones, words never hurt you, right? Well, I don't know. This is pretty hurtful. Elon Musk calling a trade advisor for President Trump a moron after claims made about Tesla. Peter Navarro claimed that Tesla is not a car manufacturer and instead is a car assembler that puts vehicles together with parts from other countries. Musk said what Navarro claimed is demonstrably false. He said the trade advisor is dumber than a sack of bricks and his company is the most vertically integrated auto manufacturer in the nation. The billionaire added that Tesla has the most American-made cars.
Okay, Florida captured a record-high 15.5% share of the domestic vacation market in 2024. Looking good, marking the highest share ever recorded in the state and reinforcing the position as the top travel destination. The figure represents a continuous trend that began back in 2019.
And the IRS agreeing to share information with ICE to help find illegal immigrants. Court documents show that the IRS will provide the Department of Homeland Security with info for migrants who are either under federal investigation or are already facing deportation. The IRS had warned the Trump administration the plan to use it for information could be illegal. In 2023, illegal immigrants paid nearly $100 billion in federal, state, and local taxes.
Okay, folks down at West Palm Beach might get a little irritated when they have to start moving the traffic around and blocking streets off. Why am I saying this? President Trump going home to Palm Beach this weekend. It is his ninth weekend in South Florida since taking office in January. The FAA issued a VIP movement notification cautioning pilots that temporary flight restrictions are in place for West Palm Beach International It's still unclear exactly when Trump would arrive to and depart from the airport. They're never going to tell you those numbers.
Right.
Ever, ever, ever. So anyway, Trump's going back home this weekend.
All righty, 6:52. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll have some pop culture notes to ease you into this evening. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, one final check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. We're looking clear on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening. As for the weather, 69 degrees, low of 50 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, high of 72, low of 54.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, Clem Burke, you might remember him, drummer for Blondie, passed away at the age of 70, and Springsteen's back at it again. Teases a new upcoming music release. Monica DeLuca has that and a lot more on Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Monica DeLuca. The drummer for Blondie, Clem Burke, has died at the age of 70. A statement signed by co-founders Debbie Harry and Chris Stein says his legacy will live on through the tremendous amount of music he created and the countless lives he touched. They announced his passing after a private battle with cancer. And there will be 7 new albums of unreleased music from The Boss. Bruce Springsteen announcing he'll be putting out a box set on June 27th and titled it Tracks 2, The Lost Albums, which collects 83 songs that were recorded across 4 decades. In a press release, he says, quote, "I've played this music to myself and often close friends for years now. I'm glad you'll get a chance to finally hear them." That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
And speaking of rockin' and speaking of drummers, Pete Best, the original drummer for the Beatles, putting down his drumsticks. The musician's younger brother confirmed he's retiring in a post on social media. The brother said that Best will be retiring from personal appearances and performing due to personal circumstances. Best added to his brother's post by saying, "Thank you, I had a blast." The 83-year-old was invited to join the Beatles by Paul McCartney in 1960 before being replaced by Ringo Starr in 1962.
657 News Radio 92.3, a Neil Young documentary is coming to cinemas for one night only. I wish it were coming here. I'm sure it's going to be pretty darn good. Here's Michelle Polino.
actress Daryl Hannah's new documentary, Coastal, brings Neil Young's solo tour to theaters worldwide for one night only, April 17th. The feature-length film follows the legendary musician on his West Coast Coastal tour. The documentary premiered at the Woodstock Film Festival last October. It offers an intimate look at the 79-year-old rock icon as he returns to performing post-COVID. Hannah, who is also Young's wife, captures unguarded moments inside a Silver Eagle tour bus and on stage. The film features rarely performed songs in historic theaters, along with Young's candid banter with audiences. Tickets are on sale now at CoastalTheMovie.com. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And the Eagles adding what they're calling their final 8 dates of the year at the Las Vegas Sphere. The legendary band will play the additional shows starting October 3rd and run through November 8th. The Eagles kicked off their Sphere residency last September and will have played 44 shows there by the end of this year's run. Ticket presales for the new dates will start April 16th with a general on sale on April 18th.
Okay, actor John Stamos getting a lot of heat on social media for participating at a charity event at Mar-a-Lago. Of course, that's President Trump's home. Michelle Pulino comes back, has the latest on this story.
John Stamos defended his appearance at a Mar-a-Lago charity event. The Full House star faced social media backlash after photos surfaced from the weekend gala in Florida. The 61-year-old actor emceed the Palm Beach Ray of Hope Gala supporting healthcare workers at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Stamos on Instagram wrote that the gala supports the Academy for Nursing and Health Occupations, which trains 350 to 400 nurses yearly in Palm Beach County. The actor stressed that supporting nurses isn't political, it's essential. One social media user wrote, "John Stamos just ruined his brand forever." Others defended the actor, with one fan posting, "John Stamos can speak wherever he wants. Everyone has different views." Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Okay, well, we're talking about like musicians and vocalists, things like that. Pensacola Children's Chorus needs voices for the Pensacola Sings spring season. Free programs looking for 1st through 12th graders. The rehearsals are held at 3 resource centers, Fricker, Woodland Heights, Gull Point. No singing experience is necessary. If you'd like some more information, here's that number, 850-434-7760. Go out and make it a great Tuesday night. For Austin Price, I'm Chris Bryan. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.